A ministry tackles aid distribution in Ike's territory. Believers say Haiti's situation remains desperate, and a team reaches out to Iraq's hurting widows and orphans. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Officials in Texas say homes and businesses could be without power for more than a month in the wake of Hurricane Ike. Many communities are under curfew to help curtail looting. Global Aid Network's Charles Detter says
Port Arthur, Texas, is one of those that was swept by the dirty side of the hurricane, that eastern blow of the winds and surge, and we are working with partners there to set up a point of distribution of emergency aid assistance.
Detter says they're working with Convoy of Hope to establish aid distribution points, but their work with a local church is where sharing the hope of Christ happens.
Through those churches, volunteers are able to help and to make available things like food, water, ice, those really critically needed items, and then really to just be listening ears and ones who can speak encouragement and hope.
Next, Haiti's situation continues to grow more desperate. Four major storms struck the island nation, flooding out roads and fields and destroying crops. That'll worsen an already critical food crisis. Standing water and closed hospitals are another concern. International aid Sonny Enriquez says that they've sent $250,000 worth of help.
We're working through a number of partner agencies on the ground, and we're primarily assisting in the health sector, trying to prevent spread of infectious diseases by shipping a hygiene kit. So far, we've sent 5,000 hygiene kits.
The local church is also a big part of the recovery effort. Enriquez says church planters will bring more than physical assistance. They'll bring the gospel.
People in need are clinging onto something that could provide a real life support. As things start to become normal, they start searching and asking themselves, what has happened to me and what's next? Where will I move? And this is where the message of hope comes in and the message of healing.
You're listening to Mission Network News. I was able to talk recently with Vision Beyond Borders Patrick Klein about having their supply of 300-plus Bibles confiscated in China. You probably heard the story. The government wouldn't allow them out of the airport. He tells us why it happened.
They supposedly made a law that any foreign person coming into the country can only bring one religious article with them for your own personal use.
He says the U.S. Embassy had never heard of this law. This could make getting Bibles into China difficult. Klein says the need for Bibles is great, despite the fact Bibles are being printed in China.
There are some available in the cities, but I think those people are being watched that are getting the larger quantities, and they're following them to see who they're ministering to. Bibles are not getting to the villages. They are printing millions of Bibles, but a lot of those Bibles are being exported.
You can help. Start by praying.
Only God is the one who can change this law in China. Also, people want to support financially. That always helps. Also, we need people to carry Bibles into China.
In other news, teams of believers are ministering to widows and orphans in Iraq. Despite heavy persecution, World Bible Translation Center teams are handing out Arabic New Testaments and caring for widows in the region. Fighting between Shiite and Sunni Muslims have left many women homeless and childless. WBTC ministers to the needs of these women with food aid and the word of truth. Pray for the safety of ministry teams as they continue to share the hope of Christ. And Book of Hope is being warmly received by the youth of Colombia. Teenagers and young adults find hope for the future and are transformed by the truth they're finding in the Book of Hope and the Godman film. As they read about Christ's love, harsh, suspicious hearts of young people are changed. Colombia welcomes this hope and allows the ministry to speak to future generations. Pray for lives to be reached while the door remains open. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Persecution against Christians is growing around the world. For a suggested donation, MNN wants to help you learn about it with a book and CD called Better Than Life. These two resources will tell you about today's persecuted believers and will inspire you to share your faith no matter what the cost. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.